こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、先週金曜日、映画ムーランが公開開始されましたが、エンドロールの中で撮影の一部が新疆ウイグル地区で行われていたことが発覚し、ネット上ではボイコットムーランというハッシュタグで映画のボイコットが呼びかけられています。これまでにも香港で起きている民主化運動について、香港警察のデモ参加者への暴力が問題視された際、主演女優のリュウ・イーフェイ氏が警察側を支持する声明を出して物議を醸していました。新疆ウイグル地区では過去数年で100万人を超えるウイグル人やその他イスラム教徒の人々が再教育の名のもとに収容所に入れられているとされています。
Last week on Friday, Disney's movie Mulan premiered. However, people noticed in the end roll credits that the movie was filmed in the Uyghur region of Xinjiang, prompting the hashtag Boycott Mulan, a movement to boycott the film.Furthermore, during the pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong, during which demonstrators were subject to violence, lead actress Liu Yifei expressed her support for law enforcement, drawing criticism from supporters of Hong Kong. In the Uyghur district of Xinjiang, it is estimated that over 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslims have been forced into re-education camps.
So, そもそも今、アメリカだと、州によるのかな、映画館も閉まっているので、ディズニープラスでサブスクの7ドルにプラスして30ドル払うと購入っていう形で、映画が見れるっていう。
And that doesn't come with popcorn or drinks or anything.
No. そう、それがなんか高いのか高くないのかっていうので、そもそもその値段の話、この新しい形だよね、パンデミック化だからこその公開方法だから、それがまず話題になってってたけど、
うん、
そのサブスクにプラスで30ドルっておおって最初思ったけど、一応購入っていう形なので、当然その DVD と一緒の扱いだよね。だから一回買ったらずっと見られるっていう、そう考えると
You don't get a DVD or I guess it would be a Blu-ray or I don't even know if they're still doing that.
でも、それは iTunes とかも一緒だからね、購入は。だからそう考えると、すごい高いわけじゃないかもしれないけど、
So you can't buy it. You can't buy it without the subscription.
そう、だからその一定期間はそうサブスクがないと購入ができないっていうことだよね。結構すごいよね。
だから
それでも見たいっていう。いや、私は。
It's、だってムーラン、right?
なんかもう話も知ってるしさ、なんて言うんだろう、スター・ウォーズみたいな、こう、何が起きるかわからないものだったら、まだ気になるっていうのはあるかもしれないけど、ムーラン話知ってるから、今すぐ30ドル払ってみたいみたいなことはないかな、私は。
What is the...
そもそも。
Is it supposed... Is it based on something factual?Or I don't actually remember or know the plot that well.
Factual. でも歴史、なんかムーランっていう人はいたのかな。でもなんか昔からある話なんだよね、これ多分。
They're changing the story for this. This is a remake, right? Or like a live action remake? I guess you would call it.
そうで、映画だと、映画っていうか。もともとのアニメーションだとムーランは普通の女の子ですごい努力して強くなるっていう感じだったんだけど、このライブアクション版はその気功みたい なんか気を使えるスーパーガールみたいな感じで飛んだりとかもできちゃうらしくて、見てないからなんとも言えないけど、それはちょっとびっくりした。
Like fly?
なんでかというと、私が結構元のアニメ版が好きだったのは、なんかやっぱり女の子だから体格差とかもあるし、他の男性 その軍に入ってる人たちより何もできないんだよね。だけどすごい頑張ってめっちゃ努力して、最後なんかすごい高い登り棒みたいなやつを登れるようになるのね。なんかそこですごい感動した記憶があるから、 最初からこうスーパーガールみたいな感じだとそういう感動はあんまりないのかなと思ったけど。
I heard that they're taking out some characters and...
そう、あのキャラもちょっと変わってるし、あとその中国にすごく配慮した内容に変わってるので、例えばラブシーンとかもないとか、あのなんかこれは私は知らなかったんだけど、まあ、ムーランは男の子のふりをして、まあ、その徴兵されたところに行くんだけど、そこでまあ好きな人ができるみたいな、ちょっとロマンス要素もあるわけよね。それがこうバイセクシャル の、 あのなんていうの、まあ、シンボルまでいかないけどさ、まあ、それはムーラン本当は女の子なんだけど、まあ、男の子同士みたいなっていう風に見るあの人たちもいるらしくて、なので、まあ、そういう要素を排除してるっていうことらしいんだよね。だから、まあ、今までずっとこう、まあ、サウスパーク の、 あの有名なエピソードとかもあるけど、その中国で成功するためにこう海外で作ってるコンテンツもこう暗に、まあ、一国の政府から検閲されてる状態になってるみたいな。だから、まあ、TikTok とか WeChat とかもトレンドのキーワードがこう中国に配慮した状態でこう操作されてたりとかっていうのも話題になってるし、まあ、先日中国初のオンラインゲームでこういろんなまあキーワードがバンされていて、自由っていう言葉も使えなくなってるとかそういうだから難しいというか、その中国国内で中国のサービスを使ってる分にはもうね、中国のルールだから別に自由なんだけど、それが海外でも使われるってなった時に、使ってるのは海外で使ってるんだけど中国の政府のルールがそのままアプライされてるっていう。
People were got quite upset at I think LeBron James for、He was criticized, I guess, for not... He was asked about China or... I don't know the specifics, but he didn't really, I guess, stand up for Hong Kong, I guess.
そう。だから、まあ、ナイキとかもそうだし、なんだろう、NFL とかもそうだけど、中国でビジネスをやるためにはどうしても中国の政府に配慮しなきゃいけないってなって、中国政府に不利なこととか批判をするようなことを 言えないとか、まあ、言いたくないっていうふうになるんだよね。
And we've seen that in sports, and we've seen that I guess in the gaming industry, and there must be many areas where that sort of thing is happening, but it's not as public.
いや、だからまあ今まで私が生きてきた中で37年間の中ではあんまり他に例が見当たらないというか、だから例えばなんだろう、アメリカでビジネスをしたかったらトランプ大統領を絶対批判できないとか、銃の問題について絶対触れられないとか、まあ、そういうようなことが起きてるみたいな感じだよね、例えるならば。
You know, the Chinese market is, has gained so much purchasing powerThat it, there's so much leverage on businesses. You know, they don't want to lose the Chinese market.
そう、だからムーランなんてまさにさ、もう絶対中国で成功させたいわけだから、あの、だからまあ内容をいじったりするっていうのはビジネス的にはメイクセンスすると思うんだけど。
And China has also had this leverage of reduced environmental and human rights considerations and regulations. So in a way, there has been mass outsourcing of externalities in terms of labor and environmental and otherwise. And so we have seen a growing sentiment in favor of a...sort of a decoupling with China in terms of business. And a lot of countries, companies seem to be going through with that. You know, if you produce things domestically, then, you know, they're going to be up to the standards, the regulations for labor and environmental and otherwise.
ただそのレイバーって意味ではそうだけど、消費者って意味ではどうしてもね、無視できない。まあ、人数も多いし、なのであんまりこう批判したくないなっていう感じで、みんなが、まあなんとなくその人権侵害とかについて批判はするけど、例えば日本のテレビもあんまり触れないし、あまりこう刺激したくないなっていう感じだったんだけど、この間チェコの、あの上院議長が、あの台湾に行った時に、まあ、スピーチをして、その中であのケネディ元大統領の、まあ、有名なクォート、私はベルリン市民だって言ったあの有名なクォートをもじって I am Taiwanese っていうことを中国語で言ったんだよね。それがすごい話題になっていて、まあ、これでこ う, うまくドイツが巻き込まれてというかると、もしかしてもうちょっとこう声を上げていこうみたいな、他の先進国の中でになるのかもしれないけど、わかんないね、これは本当にどうなるか。
What sort of actions have been taken by various governments in response to the Uyghur situation?
アメリカは結構なんか強めにやってるよね。あの何、この例えばウイグル地区でビジネスをしてるアメリカ企業は、あのなんかちゃんと対策しなさいよじゃないけど、そのなんていうの、中国政府寄りに寄りすぎてると、具体的になんかあれかな、ペナルティとかあったかはちょっと忘れちゃったけど、私も詳しくないから。
Well, I only know about the United States and I haven't really heard about other countries doing that much.
一応何年か前にその国連で声明を出してるんだよね、その20カ国ちょっとぐらい、でこのその、まあ、この再教育で収容所に入れるっていうのはダメですよみたいな話をしてるけど。
But it seems like a lot of these it's kind of like the WHO and the WTO, we kind of people have been saying that it seems like there's some China favoritism in these organizations, and maybe some formal statement has been made somewhere, but like this week, I think the United States is planning to enact withhold release orders for Customs and Border Patrol, so that they can, if products are coming from China, they may actually stop them if they're coming from a particular region, and then they would, there may need to be an investigation regarding human rights abuses for certain products in textiles and tomato products.
あれもあったよね、アメリカ、あの人毛のカツラをあの輸入したらウイグル地区から来ていて、それがもしかしたらその収容所に入れられている女性たちが、あの、まあ、髪の毛を取られてしまったものかもしれないとか、だから、まあ、そういう商品を買うことによって、まあ、その行為に加担していることにもなっちゃうから、まあ、サプライチェーン的な意味で気をつけないといけないねっていう話は結構されてきてると思うけど。
It was like a massive ship of hair or something, no? Was it?
Yeah, I don't really remember the details.
It was like a humongous amount of hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair. So, ね、ま、こう逃げてきた人とかのアカウントとかも結構出てきてるし、この間もね、不妊治療を、まあ、強制的に自分が施してしまったみたいなお医者さんが、あの BBC かな、どっかメディアにインタビューされてたし、あのウイグル人のモデルの男の人が、あの拘束されてる様子をこっそり動画で撮って、あの家族に送ったやつも結構報道されてたけど、まあ、なんかベッドに手錠でつながれてるみたいなとか、sounds pretty crazy, but 今結構その不妊手術を無理やりやってるんじゃないかっていう話がすごい言われてるけど、前にOne Child Nation っていうAmazon プライムでドキュメンタリーを見た話をしたと思うんだけど、うん、あれを見てからだと何の驚きもないというか、その正直自分の国民にも同じことをしてたわけだから、一人っ子政策の元で、
うん、
無理やりなんだろう、アボーション、中絶させたりとか、無理やり不妊手術を受けさせたりとかしてたっていう事実があるわけなので、こう弾圧してる民族に同じことをしてたとしても、まあ、正直個人的にはびっくりはしないよね。
What do you think things are going to be like in like 5 years or 10 years?
いや、わかんないね、それ。それ分かったらもう学者になれる。
So, I think maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, in the past, generally speaking, the world, other countries had far more leverage to point out something that, you know, China might be doing and say, hey, knock that off. We can't be doing that. But now, and everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people have seen this coming, but the balance of power in the world has shifted, and we've seen China's GDP, you know, prior to 2016 was doubling every 2-3 years and very quickly caught up to the United States. And now the United States can't really do world police with China. And people want to do something, but they also don't want World War III or Cold War II you know, whichever else. So when you map this out, I think a lot of it really depends on the economic performance of the United States going forward. I think that will be the largest factor in predicting what will happen in terms of human rights, not just in China, globally. And that may call for some level of hyper-capitalistic, nationalistic, industrial mobilization. When you have two powers that are too close to each other, and now we have this weird situation where Russia's kind of floating around there too, it just becomes very unstable. And
yeah, なんか知り合いの子が、まあ、私はその会話の時いなかったんだけど、知り合いで中国人の子がいて、こうみんなで話してる時にその子がこう、まあ、香港の話になったらしいんだよね。その時にその子が、まあ、このムーランの主演女優と一緒で、まあ、デモをやってる方が悪いとか、まあ、その香港の人はわがままだみたいなことを言って、まあ、ちょっとみんなびっくりしたみたいなことがあったみたいなんだけど、すごいやっぱり難しくて、その話を聞いた時も思ったけど、そのやっぱりエンタイチャイナではないんだよね、別に。みんななんて言うんだろう、その中国の人を批判してるっていうわけじゃなくて、その中国政府がやってることに疑問を呈しているわけであって、なんかそこをやっぱりずれてきちゃうといつも言ってるけど、本当に分かり合えないというか、ただただ喧嘩みたいになっちゃうし、そのやっぱり自分の国が他国からそうやってなんか干渉されてめっちゃ責められるっていうのは、普通の国民としていい気分ではないわけじゃん。でそのこの中国の話でもよくこう中国の政府の人も言ってるけど、そのじゃあアメリカだって黒人の人を警察が撃ち殺したりしてるじゃないかみたいな、それは本当にそうで、そうだし、なんだろう、だから中国の人とか中国の文化とかそういうのを否定しているわけでは全くなくて、そのやっぱり政府が何やってるのか、そこがすごいやっぱり不透明だし、こういう証言とか証拠がいろいろ出てきて怖いよねっていう話なので、なんかそこをやっぱり切り分けて話さないとおかしいことになるなっていうのはいつも思うけど、
Do you think we'll end up in Cold War too?
I hope not.
China has a lot of nukes. They have a lot of, their military is absolutely swole right now. And their spending is significant, obviously. And their militarized space development is moving along quite well also. China just landed a reusable spacecraft like yesterday.
人類って意味で考えた時に私はやっぱり理想としてその他の国に干渉されたくないとか なんでそお前の国にこんなこと言わなきゃいけないんだとかそういうまあ反射的な何リアクションっていうのは、まあ、動物だからある意味当然といえば当然なのかもしれないけど人類全体で見た時にやっぱりなんかおかしいことしてるよねこう人権侵害とか誰かを迫害したりどっか一部の民族を弾圧したりしてるかもしれないっていう話を聞いた時にやっぱりお互いこうダメだよねって言えないとダメじゃん当たり前なんだけど、うん、なんか子供同士の話みたいだけどさなんかそれがやっぱり怖いとか、うん、自分のビジネスに影響があるからっていうのでみんなが黙っちゃうってなると今度は同じようなことが自分の国で起きた時に誰も助けてくれられなくなっちゃうから、
うん、
なんかそれは本当になんか人類としてそういうのを防ぐ答えを見つけていけないもんかなと思ってるけど
You know, like every problem, I think people should see this as an opportunity. And, you know, if you don't like whatMainland China is doing, or I guess I should just say China is doing, then taking your resources out of China seems like a reasonable thing to do. And Japan is unable to feed itself, like make enough food. Japan cannot clothe itself. Japan cannot, you know.Defend itself. Japan cannot. I can just go down the list. That's fine as long as America is, you know, super powerful and spends trillions and trillions and trillions on its military. So I don't know. I think we probably will see some form of Cold War too, but it kind of depends on the performance of the United States and the response of the people within these markets that, you know, have a choice of moving resources, you know, from China, I suppose.
次オハイオ州立大学の研究で痛み止めの薬で広く使用されているアセトアミノフェンにリスクを過小評価する副作用があることが分かりました。バンジージャンプで高い橋から飛び降りる、夜に治安の悪い場所を一人で歩く、仕事の会議でみんなが嫌がるトピックについて話す、30代半ばで新しい職種にチャレンジするなど、さまざまなシナリオにおいてアセトアミノフェン 1000mg を服用した被験者はプラシーボを飲んだコントロール群に比べてリスクを低く評価し怖がらない傾向にありました。またパソコンの画面上で風船を膨らませ大きいほど高い報酬を得られる実験では、アセトアミノフェンを服用した被験者の方がリスクを取る傾向にあり、大きく膨らませすぎて破裂させる確率も高くなっていました。同チームの過去の研究ではアセトアミノフェンを服用するとポジティブな感情とネガティブな感情の両方が抑制され、自分が傷つくことや他人の苦しみのほか自分自身の嬉しい気持ちでも自分自身の嬉しい気持ちにも鈍感になることが分かっています。アメリカでは人口の 25% 近くが毎週アセトアミノフェンを服用していますが、こうした心理的な副作用についてはあまり認知されていません。
In a study by Ohio State University, the widely used painkiller acetaminophen was found to have the side effect of reducing sensitivity to risk. Activities such as bungee jumping off a tall bridge, going for a walk alone in a dangerous neighborhood, speaking your mind about an unpopular issue in a meeting at work, and trying a new career in your 30s were evaluated as less risky and inducing less fear by subjects who took 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen versus subjects in a placebo group.Furthermore, in an interactive computer simulation where users were rewarded to the degree they could inflate a balloon, subjects who took acetaminophen inflated the balloon more and thus had a higher rate of bursting the balloon as well. In past research conducted by the same team, acetaminophen was found to suppress positive and negative emotions, including personal anguish and the pain of others, as well as dulling one's own happiness, In the United States, around 25% of the population consumed acetaminophen on a weekly basis, and there is little understanding of its psychological side effects.
そう、これまあ言っとかなきゃいけない。だからって飲んじゃダメっていうことでは全くなくて、そういうことを論文で言ってるわけでもないので、今飲んでる人とかお医者さんに飲んでねって言われてる人はそのまま飲んでるべきだと思うんだけど、あのまあアセトアミノフェン、タイレノールとかカロナールとか承認用バファリンとか、まあ600種類ぐらいの薬に使われていて、まあ、みんな普通に気軽に結構飲んで、特にアメリカはね、この 25% っていう数字も書いてあるけど。
Sounds low.
うん、アメリカの人すごい痛み止め、バーンってすぐ飲むよね。
Mm-hmm.
ちょっと痛いってなったらもうすぐ飲むみたいな感じで。日本はそこまでではないかなと思うけど、あの、そう、ただまあこの研究で書いてあったのは、あのまあその会社とかもそうだし、やっぱり運転する時とかにやっぱり若干その、ね、リスクを普段よりも取ってしまうとかっていうことがあるんだったら、それは分かっときたいよねみたいなとか、あと特に今パンデミックで、最初の措置の一つとしてこのアセトアミノフェン服用っていうのが CDC によっておすすめされているんだよね。でただこういう心理的な作用があるってなると、その最初にあまり症状がない時にこれを飲むことによって、その OK みたいなリスク取るぞじゃないけど、自分でも気づかないうちに、あのリスクを過小に評価して、例えばどっかに遊びに行っちゃうとか、わかんないけど、あのっていうこともまあ考えられるといえば考えられるので、研究を進めていきますみたいな感じで書いてあったけど、
hmm.
面白いよね。まあ、
If you're on acetaminophen when you hear this study, do you like start taking more? You know what I mean?
そうだからね、自分のこう行動とか考え方が薬によって知らず知らずに影響を受けてるっていうのはもちろんあることだと思うんだけど、その。なんだろう、この仕事の会議で unpopular topic について話すってすごいなんか地味にリアルで嫌だなと思った。なんか急にさ、今日はなんか勇気が出てきたぞみたいな感じで、自分でもなんでか分かんないけど今日はこの話しちゃえとか言って言ったらさ、ただただ飲んだ薬のせいだったみたいな、地味に嫌だよね、なんか。
How many bad decisions have been made because people are taking this stuff.
ね、なんか結婚とかね、そのなんていうの、節目節目でさ、何かを決めるっていう時にたまたまこれを飲んでたからちょっと気が大きくなってたみたいなこととか。
There are people who are almost like they're on this most of the time, right?
Right.
Like most of the time when they're awake.Like there are some people that wake up, they take some painkillers, maybe not every single day, but it ends up being a relatively large portion of your waking existence is under this influence. And then obviously the things that happen in your life influence you, but the things that happen in your life are different because you're making different choices. So there's some kind of feedback loop
Yeah.
That's going to be created there. And I think how you experience the world is what wires your brain, basically. So if you spend a lot of time drunk, I think your brain structure will start to change. And I don't know if it will mimic that, but...
Michael, no...お父さんは例えばペインキラーすぐ飲む系の人？
If there were two categories, he would be in that one.
Okay.
なんか I wouldn't say すぐ, but it's there's not as he's not he's definitely not against it.
うん。その結構さ、その意識の違いって前から気になってて、多分教育とか。まあ、親になんて言われてるかで変わってくると思うんだけどさ、こう なんでそうなってんだろうってなんかそのアメリカですごいみんなすぐアドビルとか飲むじゃん。なんかそれってどうやってみんなそうなるなんか。
So, well, my grandfather fought in World War II, and he came back and he had all kinds of health problems related to combat.
Right.
And PTSD and hearing loss and injuries and back knee stuff, just like crazy. And so he was, he would go to the Veterans Administration and they would prescribe him with all sorts of right. painkillers. And, you know, so compared to, you know, what he was taking when my dad was growing up, I mean, something like acetaminophen is like candy. It's nothing. So there has been a culture of people being prescribed. I mean, they were prescribing stuff back then where there was absolutely no protocol to get people off of stuff. So there were just there was a huge population of people that were just taking stuff all the time because there was no way to get off of it.
That doesn't really explain the difference between Japan and the States, right? Because Japan was in the war too. And there must have been a lot of people.
Did they have like a massive pharmaceutical industry that was having government subsidized opiates peddled to the veteran public through these veteran administrations, which have been totally corrupt and taking advantage of people for decades? I don't know if it's quite that.
That's not the only reason, though. アドビルとかの箱の大きさもすごいもんね。これもう一生分じゃんみたいな。
Some of the pills in the States are gigantic too.
Oh yeah, 絶対飲めないもん私。ビタミン剤とかもさ、こんなでかい、もうこんなの飲んだら息できなくなりそうみたいなやつ。
I took an American fish oil pill like a few days ago, and it immediately got stuck in my throat, like sideways, like totally sideways.
Yeah, so アメリカの人。すごいよね。みんなあのでかい薬さ飲めてるわけ、
yeah.
っていつも不思議に思うんだけど。
And a lot of people are taking, you know, handfuls of pills, and there's just massive overprescription in the States. And
right.
we've talked about the problem with the opiates in the States, and obviously,
yeah. でもティーネイジャーとかもだからあのでかいの飲めてんのか。一回私あのラスベガスですごい胃腸炎になっちゃって、だからアメリカ、私、まあ、日本に住んでるからアメリカで病院に行くなんてめったにないわけだけどさ、ベガスで病院に行く羽目になっちゃって、その時にもらった薬が本当にもう拷問みたいに大きくてなんかその胃腸も痛いし気持ち悪いし、それに加えてこのでかいのを1日3回飲むっていうだけでも、もうそれだけでも精神的に辛かったもん。
Was it a gel, a capsule, or a pill?
あのね、ピルだったんだけど、その折る線とかが何もなくて、もうこのまま飲めよみたいな。どうしようもない。
And sometimes you're not supposed to break those pills because they get absorbed too quickly or something.
そうなんだよね。コーティングしてあるんだもんね、ちゃんと。それも考えた上で。でも、いや。
Do you take any painkillers now?
いや私本当にね薬飲まない系の人だからあのできるだけだから
What about like 漢方
出産もさほら自然分娩やったぐらいだからなるべくこう飲みたくないっていう謎の我慢をする人なんだけど、だから生理痛とか飲めばいいのに、あんま飲まないっていうかね、その発想があんまないんだよね。いつも忘れてるその薬の存在を。だからうちの夫は結構すぐ痛み止め飲むから、なんかあちょっと頭痛いなとかさ。
Do you get headaches? I think the most common reason is like headaches. There's also back pain.
Migraine とかね。いや、migraine とかだったらわかるけど、ちょっと待ってね。このベビーモニターがオンになってるわ。
Oh.
ちょっと待って。
Okay.Signs 思い出す when I hear baby monitor.
The movie?
Yeah. Because it would like pick up on the alien transmissions or something, didn't it?
結構怖いよね。ベビーモニター使ってる人は分かると思うけど、あれなんていうの？赤外線カメラ？こうなんか白黒のさ、
huh.
暗闇でも映る。そうそう。でこうあっちの部屋から音がすると自動的にこっちのモニターで映し出されて音も聞こえるんだけど、まあ、ホラー映画とかにはぴったりのデバイスだよね。
It doesn't have a greenish tint?
No, it's actually 普通に白黒だけど。
Is the screen 白黒 or it does color too?、
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't do color. It's just 白黒。でもすごい安いやつだし。
Do you think taking acetaminophen...for the side effect could make sense? You know what I mean? Like you talk about it, like it suppresses your emotions, right?
Positive and
negative. Well, that too.
飲んどこうみたいなこと?
If you have to do something scary, maybe taking acetaminophen beforehand is helpful.
Maybe.
Like if you basically have to do it.
Right.
You know, like the decision part is gone.Because it suppresses fear,
but,
right?
でもなんかアビューズしちゃいそうだよね、それやってる。しかもなんか
That's what people are already doing. All these crazy Americans on the freeway are just popping so many acetaminophens. You see how people are driving. And just the general American lifestyle is far more welcoming of risk than the culture here in like almost every way.
Yeah.
You know?
そうね。
And people are just like, I don't want to wear a seatbelt. Sure. Or whatever.
そうなんか1個目のその中国の話の時にこうなんだろう人の国に案に干渉されるというか案に検閲されるみたいなそれのなんかいい例あるかなと思ってこう日本とアメリカだったらじゃあ例えばどういうことかなって考えた時になんだろう日本ではいいけどアメリカでダメっていうことを探そうと思ったんだけどこう道で飲酒することぐらいしかとかまあオープンバトル車のとかぐらいしか思い浮かばなくて
Take your shoes off maybe I don't know
でもダメではないもんね別に
And it's yeah
あんまないよね
Just I mean there's cultural like traditional stuff but it wouldn't really apply so、
うん道でお酒飲むっていうのは結構みんな喜ぶよね日本に来た時いいんだみたいなお祭りとかさ
but you still have to do it I mean there is enormous tolerance for drunk you know usually salaryman just passed、yeah. out on the train or passed out on the platform or passed、yeah. out on some stairs you know and their iPhone is like has fallen out of their hand、
yep.
and like thousands of people will walk past and no one takes their phone
安全だよね。
That's the craziest thing ever. You can't name a single other place in the world where you can get completely housed pass、yeah. out with your iPhone 15
でもあれ見てると怖いけどね。その、まあお金盗まれるとかはまあさ、別物として、そもそもこの人生きてるのかなって心配になっちゃうじゃん。なんていうの、それ急性アルコール中毒かもしれないなとか思っちゃうから。なんか私は結構、まあ、若い時六本木でクラブ行ってる時とかはもうそういう人見るととりあえずちょっと大丈夫ですかとか、 なんか声かけたりしてたけど、だって本当に死んでるかもしれないしなんかほっといたら死ぬかもなんか今生きててもさ、
うん、
これから死ぬとこかもしれないじゃんって思うと、うん、でもみんな慣れてるから
But in the States, it's like please don't call an ambulance it'll costThousands of dollars.
Right.
It's so 迷惑 if you call an ambulance for a drunk person in the States. It's so much cheaper to just die.
次.
According to news outlet Sud-Ouest, a man in France has blown up part of his house while attempting to swat a fly. The fly started bothering him as he was about to eat dinner. Armed with an electric fly swatter, he began swinging at the fly.However, the fly unfortunately made its way near a leaky gas canister, where the man swung at it again, and the electric fly swatter ignited the gas fumes. The resulting explosion destroyed the kitchen and damaged the roof. The man sustained only a burn to his hand.
How do you pronounce this?
So,
so, west. Yeah. It means west, like southwest ってことだよね。
In French, right?
Yeah. Sud-ouest でいいのか。Sud-ouestの報道によると、フランスの男性がハエを退治しようとして家の一部を爆破するという出来事がありました。夕食を食べようとしていた際、飛び回るハエを邪魔に思った男性は電気タイプのハエ叩きをハエに向かって振り回しました。ハエはガス漏れしているガス管の近くに飛んでいき、男性が電気ハエ叩きを振った際、ガスが点火しました。それによって爆発が起き、キッチンは破壊され屋根も破損しました。男性は手に火傷を負っただけで無事でした。久しぶりね、なんか何の話っていうやつだね。
I like it。
かわいそうだよね。でもこんなことになると絶対思わないもんね。
He's the luckiest guy ever. He only burned his hand. I'm like, how?
How is this lucky though?You just want, he well, just wanted to.
He should have checked his gas canisters, I guess.
I guess. でも電気タイプのハエ叩きってあるんだね。
Have you used one?
いや。そもそもハエ叩きっていうものを所有したことがないと思うんだよね。
You've never had a fly swatter like the.With a stick, it's like a spatula, but you don't cook with it?
Yeah, I mean, I 知ってるけど、なんか見た目は知ってるけど、家にあったことないかも。でもヨーロッパとかね、小バエめっちゃいるから。いや、ない。使ったことない。
Do you use your hand?
え、ハエ?
What do you do?
ハエは別に殺さない。
Do you catch it with your chopsticks? Like Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, totally.No.
What do you just ignore it? Or you have like a little net? Do you have a like one of those butterfly catching nets?
And
you
like release,
you release the ハエ outside?
No. え、だって家にハエいないじゃん。
あ、そう。
うん。あの、ヨーロッパとかね、行くと家の中に結構ハエ、普通に小ハエみたいなのいて、あんまみんな気にしてない感じだけど。
What about mosquitoes?
は手でしょう。
Do you smack it in midair? Or do you smack it, like, do you clap your hands?
So I do the clapping method, but I always fail. だから自分に止まってるやつだったらまあいけるけど、その飛んでるやつは本当に下手なの。
So you've only killed mosquitoes that already drank your blood?
Well, only ではないよ。できたこともあるけど、確率的にはすごい低い。めちゃくちゃ下手。
何パ
ー?あの、いやー、本当になんか10回に1回いけるか否かぐらいの感じですごい下手だから、なんだろう。
大丈夫。
Yeah, my husband came to take...今ね、寝室で夫が子供見てるんだけど、あの、今私の目の前にあったトーマスを持っていこうとして落っことした。うん。
さすがトーマス。
ね、見てよ、これ。ちょっと今、見てよとか言って、これ、聞いてる人見えないんだけど、あの、マイケルがね、3D プリンターで作ってくれた、あの、機関車、どんどん、It's falling apart.
ね、最初に。One of the wheels is comingThe chimney stack came off, huh?
そう、一番最初にチムニーが取れちゃって、で、今このタイヤがね、折れちゃった。あとね、こっち側のこのなんていうの、これなんていう名前や、この棒。このタイヤとタイヤつないでる棒のとこ。My son is calling it. My son is calling it piston.
Well, there's a piston on the end. Yeah, I guess that's a. I guess you could call it a crankshaft, maybe.
Ah, okay.
Not exactly.
Yeah, so that's gone on the other side. Ah, これ写真撮って私インスあの番組のインスタとかにあげようと思ってたのに完全に忘れてた。
You're gonna upload the ボロボロ like the after.
Okay. でもここになんていうの この運転席のところが屋根がないから、ここに動物の人形とかを乗せてちょうどいいのよ。だけど、
so、ちょっと、cool.
でもちょっとね、もうこれは it is falling apart.
What's the how does the track width compare to the プラレールの幅？
電車自体の幅は同じぐらいだけど、この何ウィールとウィールの間はこれは結構狭いかも。
ああ、そっか。
何の話っていう。でもすごいよね、こうやっぱ 3D プリンターでこれを作れるっていうのは。
Yeah, that was actually originally a much larger model that I used.And when I scaled it down, the walls got too thin. So I had to make the walls and stuff bigger again. I forget the name for it, but there are certain designs you can scale it and the proportions don't really change. But...
これってさ、色はさ、このマイケルが作ってくれたやつは灰色だけど、その3D プリンターって色はその、なんていうの、例えば、違う色で作ってパーツを組み立てるとかになるとそれはもうすごい大変なことなの？
No. It's a bit more difficult, but you just change the filament.
Yeah.
So the filament color, you can pretty easily change it.
Look at this. ブラブラしてるタイヤが。
You might be able to glue that back on that part.
Yeah.The thing is, it's a little bit scary because, なんていうの、この、これ何？プラスチック？これ何？
PLA。
これが、なんていうんだね、結構シャープだから、割れてくると、結構、it's jagged. So I could glue this back on, I guess, but I'm a little bit concerned.
Yeah, it's not exactly a 子供用
Yeah.
design, but.
そうだよね。
I'm glad it's getting used.
This is pretty cool.
That's just version one. That was like one of the first things I made, so.
すごいよね、でも。次。
In a study titled Effects of Partisan Personalization in a News Portal Experiment, researchers from Louisiana State University recruited 2,434 subjects and had them use an online news aggregator for 12 days in order to investigate the potential effects of algorithmic personalization on time spent on the platform and how the platform is perceived. Online news aggregators are operated by self-interested corporations which want your attention in order to sell more ads. The aggregator app was updated once an hour with real stories, with real news stories from Google News and for some users, stories pulled directly from partisan sources aligned with their preferred party. The researchers found that subjects who received more news stories aligned with their political party spent more time scrolling through the app and were more likely to rate it as reliable and comprehensive. However, such users did not actually click on more articles. They only scrolled more, reading more headlines. Furthermore, subjects tended to click on more centrist stories less often. The effects found in the study were not different for Democrats and Republicans.
ニュースサイト実験における支持者パーソナライゼーションの影響と題された研究で、ルイジアナ州立大学の研究チームが個人向けに最適化されたアルゴリズムの潜在的影響を調査し、ニュースサイトの使用時間やそのサイトがどのように見られているかを調べるため、2434人の被験者に12日間ニュースサイトのアグリゲーターアプリを使用してもらいました。ニュースサイトのアグリゲーターはより多くの広告を売るために一般消費者の注目を欲している営利企業によって運営されています。アグリゲーターアプリは Google ニュースからの実際のニュース記事を使って1時間に1回更新され、一部のユーザーにはそのユーザーが支持する政党などが直接の情報源となる記事を含めました。その結果、自分が支持する政党や政策などに同調する内容のニュースをより多く受け取った被験者は、そうでない被験者に比べアプリをより長時間使用し、アプリを信頼性が高く多面的であると評価する確率が高くなっていました。またそうした被験者はより多くの記事をクリックしたわけではなく、スクロールする時間だけが増えており、つまり記事の内容ではなくより多くの見出しを読んでいたことも分かったほか、 抽象的な内容の記事をクリックする回数が減っていました。この結果は民主党支持者と共和党支持者の間で差は見られず、どちらとも同じように影響を受けていました。
Yep.
やっぱキュレーションされたくないよね。
But it's...
と私はいつも思ってる。
Do you use news aggregators?
I don't. そうなんだろう。検索窓命みたいな。感じで。
Like, what would be good examples of news aggregators, algorithmic aggregators? Let's say, I don't really know of any Japanese examples that are using an algorithm, but.Do you?
I don't know. まあそうだよね。Yahoo とかだってさ、トップニュース別にあれアルゴリズム関係ないよね、きっとね。みんな同じだよね。
Is so sometimes something is trending, let's say on Twitter, but is it really? You know, sometimes it looks like they just put it there. You know,、
right.
like they do just put stuff there, right?I think the most simple version would be an algorithm that ranks stories. But that's much simpler, and you know that's not really the personalized algorithm that we're discussing here.
Yeah.
I think there are algorithms used for ranking stories in Japan quite often. You know, on news portal sites.But I don't know if there's any personalized algorithmic meddling. The most
yeah,
obvious
I mean,
examples, I think, would be things like Twitter, Facebook,
yeah.
BuzzFeed, Google News. What are some of the other... There were some like viral, you know...like kind
yeah,
of news aggregators.
I think Twitter is like one of the most 分かりやすい examples because あれさ、なんかあなた用とそうじゃないのどっちもあるじゃん。 So if you wanted to, you can compare.
Is it really not aimed at you at all though? The other one? Which one's which?
Well, there's like a その trend の I'm assuming that the trending section is thisSame for everyone.
I don't know if that's true.
Is it not? And then because there's
we don't
there's like、
know.
A the first page like a tab is あれなんて書いてあるっけ？おすすめみたいな。Right? I thought that was the personalized one, and the other one's not because otherwise, what's the point of having both?
I don't know.
But I don't know. Now I'm not sure.
So there was a report by Reuters, I think last year or maybe the year before, that found, I think it was 2018 actually, that found that 65% of people prefer to use some sort of algorithmic news aggregator for their consumption. It's the majority of people. And yeah, I don't...
That's interesting because I still don't really understand why people use Facebook to get news.
Why do people use Twitter to get news or anything else to get news?
It's like, at least
why
on
do people
Twitter,
watch TV to get news? There's something bad about everything. Right?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying that isn't it... Well, I don't know. I've never even tried, so I don't know what I'm talking about, maybe. But it seems inconvenient because it's just your feed, right? Or do they have a specific page where
they might have
there
like
are only
a news
articles?
Tab. Didn't they? I mean, Facebook brought a bunch of mainstream media, I think mostly... liberal media, but they had Anderson Cooper like live streaming on Facebook and stuff like that.
Don't you have to follow them?
I don't know.
Or is there like a browse page?
I mean, there's so much news on Facebook anyway. It's just from people sharing
like
stuff
your
in
friends,
your feed.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I don't like that, right? Because it's weird.
Your friends sharing.
Yeah, like my friends are curating news site. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, it's the algorithm curating from amongst your friends, because your friends are posting all kinds of stuff. The algorithm figures out what it thinks you will react to, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see just what your friends post in like a linear order at all.
Everything is kind of...
We have computers like trying to mind read us constantly now. And bombarding us with uncalled for articles and other content.
Yeah. So in that sense, that works with Instagram, you know, because the algorithm actually makes it more fun for me. But Facebook is not doing that, at least to me. It's not fun or exciting at all.
But this
whatever they're doing, personalize it for me. So.
This news algorithm is making things more fun for the users. That's what it's doing. But it's also creating social division. It's causing
for sure
total separation in how people determine what's true. But those people enjoy it. They say when they make the content more biased, people are like, this is more comprehensive.
Yeah,
this is
so they
more reliable. This is, and it's like pretty consistent. And anyone who assumes that they're some special, you know, big brain anomaly that's going to.
I guess that's why I like Twitter, because. Twitter もなんだ、だから自分のフォローしてる、自分のフィードをあまり見なくて、じゃなくて、そのトピックごとに。 例えばニュースサイトで記事を見ちゃったらさ、じゃあ例えばFOXの記事を見るとか、CNNの記事を見るってなって、それの反対意見を探そうと思ったら、また違う記事に行かないといけないわけじゃん。例えばCNN見た後にFOXに見るとかさ。でもTwitterだとなんだろう、もうそれが全部一緒になってるっていうか、例えばそれにコメントしてる人の中でもうすでにどっちの意見の人もいたりするから、
I think Twitter
is worse if you only look at your own feed, because then it's just feedback loop.
Do we follow anyone who's conservative on our Twitter?
Our Twitter, like our
the bilingual news Twitter. Are there any conservative, like, personalities or outlets or?
I don't know. We're not following media, I don't think.
We're following a lot of people who are.
We're following a lot of like astronauts
too,
and
right?
Like space industry people, scientists.
Well, what's been observed on Twitter, and this was stated by CEO Jack Dorsey, is that people tend to, I mean, the same human biases reveal themselves in our follow behavior.
Yeah.
And the networking effects that occur on Twitter exacerbate this ideological siloing effect very, very strongly. And there was a study in 2018 titled Epistemic Spillovers, which asked people to categorize shapes and ask them their political orientation, or their political alignment, I should say. And participants significantly overrated the ability of other people to categorize shapes if that person was politically like-minded. So in other words, the knowledge of someone's political leanings was found to significantly interfere with the ability to assess competence.
Hmm.
super, super powerful effect, and this results in suboptimal information seeking, which is sort of non-critical, non-comparative, siloed ideological thought.
Right.
And this isn't, you know, some phenomenon specific to Republicans or Democrats. This is a human characteristic.
Yeah.
And so even without the algorithms don't help, but the dynamics of the system overall are, and the effect that they produce is really, you know, what we have to focus on rather than, I mean, the algorithm is one part of actually a larger system that has really dramatically disrupted, what would you say, evolutionary psychology in human beings. Like if, I don't know, I guess that's about all I have to say about that.
Yeah. そうね、だからなんだそういう風になっちゃうとか、そのある程度のディバイドが起きるっていうのはもう人間として当たり前だから、まあ、そこから抜け出るっていうのはなかなか難しいとしても、それをなんか企業がお金のためにわざとドライブしてるって思うと、まあ、腹立たしいよね。
うん。
なんかそれを利用してる、その人間の性質を利用して金儲けしてるわけだから。
And it's interestingto try to speculate about what could be done to, you know, if it works with our mental systems, our mental chemistry, if it delivers dopamine and we say we like it and we say we want it, and then that's the service provider and I'm the customer, and here this is our interaction. You know, like,
yeah.
How meta do we need to be, you know, if I'm thinking about my brain hormones, you know, we're all in a position where we have to be so ridiculously meta about our I guess mindful about our interactions with
right
information.
Yeah. I don't know. It still reminds me of my father in, I don't know, my, Is that a grandpa-in-law? My husband's grandpa.
Yeah.
He read an article about, this was some years ago, but he read an article about Michelle Obama's servants. He read in some fake news that Michelle Obama had like hundreds of personal servants, like doing her makeup and like all kinds of things, and mm-hmm. like the tax money was used, and he was really angry about it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, someone behind the computer made him read it, and
so
to
everyone,
make money.
What's so crazy is that we have all these Republicans that say Democrats are just constantly reading fake news, and then we have Democrats saying Republicans are constantly reading fake news. And, you know, people legitimately think that Trump is stupid, which, like, that's not even possible for him to be stupid. If you rationally think about the challenges, the competition, the forces against him, you know, so, like, stupid is not really a sane explanation, right? Like, that doesn't really compute, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the definition of stupid, right? Like I think with any politician, you can say, oh, this person is stupid if you think that what they're doing is stupid. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Not just this person himself or herself, but like, why would you
right.
do this? I would never do that. Tekina imi.
But it feels, to me, it seems like that, you know, this interference with your ability to assess competence phenomenon.
Right.
Is, you know, quite strong, and it's all going both directions. I don't know if there's a solution. Maybe anyone who tries to you know, finesse a way through to some a peaceful reconciliation is just going to be killed in the crossfire. But further division certainly shouldn't be desired by either side.
Yeah. I just hope that the people who are doing that, like clickbaity article, like titles and, you know, people creating fake news or whatever, or just perpetuating this division on purpose to make money. Like, I want them to at least feel bad about it. Like, I want those people to at least know that that they're doing something wrong. Because it feels like they don't know. Like, when I talk to people working in the media, sometimes they really don't know. They think that they only have... They think that they have good intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, they say the road to hell is paved in good intentions.
Yeah, like, they're really not aware. And sometimes I'm surprised. Like, what?
Yeah.
本当に分かってない人もいるんだよ。なんか。
I think the vast majority are not necessarily aware.
That's crazy to me, but...
So my personal opinion is that reality has literally bifurcated. Not like, you know, not hyperbole, but it has... Because reality is inside human minds.
Right.
That's where reality is. And so... The problem is that for two sides to try to come together, and this can just be between two individuals, but if they have fundamental disagreements on political issues, at this stage, it's very likely for one party or both parties to experience something called cognitive dissonance when they try to discuss these issues. And because they've constructed a worldview, which they take very personally, they've constructed a worldview around a certain set of base facts, which both sides completely disagree on. So in order to remove those facts takes much more force in terms of an idea's power, persuasive power for another person. And that results in cognitive dissonance. In some cases, it can result in psychosis. And, you know... I grew up religious, a very religious family, and I spent huge amounts of time arguing with people about religion because I needed to know. I had to know because I started believing, you know, I was raised in it. But then at a certain point, I had to know, you know, what's going on. And so I experienced many conversations that produced cognitive dissonance and psychosis in religious people who I was having like super confrontational discussions with, you know? And so that's really a great impediment to finding common ground is, you know, the sanity is in play for both parties.
Yeah. ま、そうね。で、リリジョンだったらやっぱりさ、最終的に、okay, like, whatever, let's agree to disagree 的な感じで、もう好きにすれば。
No, I was relentless. I would chase them down.
Well, I mean, you're part of this family who, you know, that was really religious. I understand that. But, you know, in general, religion だったら you can just leave the conversation. But I think in politics, it's really hard for anyone to do because it affects your life, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, okay, like if you feel that way, whatever. って感じでなかなかいけないから。
Yeah.
だから余計難しいよね。ま、なんだろう。Abortion rights とかもそうだしさ。Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, oh, you're super against it, okay? どうぞって感じになかなかドロップできない。お互いそうじゃん、それは多分。あの、Anti-abortion の人も多分そう思ってるんだろうし。
The notion of like live and let live, or you know, freedom of opinion, or you know, some people just have bad ideas. We're all still growing. Has kind of evaporated and been replaced with resentment for advocating for something that, you know, could negatively impact your life or negatively impact the lives of other people.
Yeah.
You know.
So now. Well.
Are you going to take the vaccine? You have three choices.
What
vaccine? Russia, oh. China, or Trump?
I don't know. Trump.
Are you going to take the American vaccine? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah,
those are
not?
The three options.
I know.
Well, Russia, at least China, and Trump.
At least American one is not shown is approved yet, right? If it's it's crazy. Like if it's too fast, then it's obviously scary, right?
Well, they had I think one participant in one of the trials that was in phase three experienced some adverse reaction.
Yeah.
But they don't know if it was a reaction to the vaccine or what it was.
And
they stopped the trial and they announced it. So to me, this is very reassuring to me. I'm like, wow, they had an issue and they told us and they stopped the trial like they should have. You know, so now I have more confidence in the vaccine. Where Russia is just Trump shows up on a horse or a bear. And he's got the vaccine.
I know. It's like
out of nowhere.
I know. It's like, okay, so Putin and his daughter already got it. It's like, what?
Yeah. That was the first thing he said.
It's like
my daughter already took it.
It's so crazy, right? I mean, approved されましただけならまだわかるけど.
I tested it on my daughter.
The leader took it. Like, 勝手にもうなんか自分だけ打ってる. 超意味わかんないよね. That's scary. And if it doesn't work, you know, people who developed it, what's going to happen to them now? That's scary, too.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. What if none of them work? I mean, that seems unlikely, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think this could aggravate some of the, you know, conspiratorial thinking around vaccines, too. Like, this whole thing is going to be... Is really going to stir the tinfoil.
Yeah. I don't know how...
まあ、学生とか、まあ、なんていうの、学生はみんな、すごい辛い思いしてると思うけど、特にやっぱり大学1年生、どうしてるのかなって、勝手に、すごい心配になる。やっぱ、友達も、友達もできないし、友達できないまま、 授業だけは毎日受けるわけじゃん。なんかオンライン。そう。まあグループワークとかあってもしかして友達ねできたりお互い話したりする機会はあるのかもしれないけど。うん。でもね、孤独というか大変だろうなって思うけど。
Well, if you're just going into 大学 and you're 一人暮らし?
Yeah.
Then you should just hit up some chicks.
What? What are you talking
about? I think if you're living by yourself, there are other people living by themselves. I think if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I mean, that would help keep you sane, right?
Yeah. まあ単純になったらその learning experience もやっぱりこう まあいろんなね、その学費払い続けてるのにオンライン授業でなんちゃらとか、まあいろいろ言われてるけど、やっぱりその、なんだろうね、大学の先生に別にオンラインでも質問できるじゃんとか、あのメールで聞けばいいじゃんとかっていう声もあるけど、なんだろうね、そのメールで書くほどでもないけど聞きたいこととかってあるじゃん。その授業終わった後に普通だったら、ちょっとすみません、ここみたいなさ、聞きたいとか、 なんか、もしかしたら自分が間違ってるかもしれない、なんかくだらない質問かもしれないけど、ちょっと聞いときたいみたいなこととかさ。なんかそれをやっぱりメールでわざわざ聞く勇気が出ないとかもあると思うし、やっぱりその learning experience として全然違うんじゃないかなと思うから。What
do you think people should do about the friends aspect or And I think the dating part is important. You have to be proactive on that because, you know, universities, you meet people of the opposite sex there. And
yeah.
No. What do you think people should like, pragmatically, what should people, if you're by yourself and you're, you know, you're living by yourself and you're in school, like,
I don't know. I'm sure people are using social media and Tinder kind of stuff.
It must be awkward and difficult, you know? It's already really hard to, you know, talk to girls, or I guess, I don't know if it's hard to talk to guys, but it's already hard in person, you know? And I don't know if you can, like, ask out some girl in your virtual class. Is that weird? I mean, it's probably happening.
Oh, so that's weird. I don't know.
I don't know what the social standards are either. You know what I mean? Like
right.
What's cool?
I guess it's not weird if you've talked to each other, right? If it's just, I don't know, like you've seen her name on the screen and the profile picture or whatever on Zoom or something. Mm-hmm. And then you suddenly hit her up. That's weird, right? But.
Well, if it's like that, it's weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to
but
be
if
like
you,
that.
If you're in like a same like group for group discussion. But then how are you going to, there's no excuse, right? It's like, oh, hey, let's have lunch together.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit of a reach. It's a little bit of a reach. Yeah. It's like, hey, do you want to, I'm not really buying that.
Yeah. Or even like, you know, walking from the classroom to the station because you're going to take the train anyway.
Yeah. And you end up talking to people. Like I would be in situations where I'm talking to someone I didn't plan to talk to. I didn't even think I wanted to talk to them. But now we're talking, walking to the station, and they're actually
sold
pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know,
on it.
I don't even want to make all those choices myself.
Yeah.
That's tsurai. I want to have, you know, be in an environment where those interactions are happening and we all have natural excuses for what we're doing. And if, you know, we become friends or something else, and that's great, but it's like we don't want to have that intent from the beginning. It's kind of unnatural.
Yeah,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah,
and it's usually not as bad as you think. You know,
everyone was so nice.
Yeah. But when you don't know what they're like and you haven't talked to them, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, having to set an intent to get that kind of a situation to happen in the first place is really
difficult. その政府の人たちがさ、じゃあフェイスシールドつけて飲み会をこうやりましょうみたいなのとかさ、やってる間に大学生はでも大学行っちゃダメですよっていうのがあるわけじゃん。
うん。
なんかこう、しょうがないといえばしょうがないのかもしれないけど、でも辛いよね、やっぱ。
うん。I think some people have decided to just not, or just take the year off.Because they don't
want to
use...
If you can afford it, yeah, if you can afford it, that might be a good idea, but not everyone can, right? So...
Well, if you could work instead, maybe.
Yeah.
You don't want to just be on vacation for like a year or something. I mean...
Yeah, but I don't know how easy it is to get baito now, you know? Because all the restaurants and like, I don't know. Movie theaters or whatever, they're all struggling. So,
yeah.
It's weird times.
It's going to get weirder soon, right?
Yeah.
We have some weirdness scheduled.
まあね、本当にエレクションもあるからね、よりにもやって今年だから。Just, man, it only gets crazy. しかもさ、9月っていつもこんな暑いっけ？もうわかんないけど。
I don't know. I like the weather lately, though.
It's really
like
hot.
The thunderstorms and puffy clouds. And
it's really inconvenient for me.I got rained on like crazy the other day. なんかゲリラ豪雨みたいな。もう息子と歩いてて、家まであと本当にもう 1,2 分のところで、信じられないぐらいなのがもうシャワー。で、髪の毛から水がもうボタボタ滴り落ちるレベルの。びしょびしょになって。It was fun though, because I was with my son, he started laughing. And だからまだ良かったけど。
Rain is really magical.
Yeah.
It's water, like falling out of the sky. Like, where, how high up does it even start falling from? You know? Yeah. And it's falling out of these, like, puffy, giant, white things that crawl across the sky. It's really magical. But we kind of, you know, you get older, it's like, nah. Yeah.
Did you see the viral tweet that was made by this blind person, I think, in the States? Like, he or she didn't know. Well, this person is in their 20s or 30s or something, and this person didn't know until now that non-blind people can see the rain. Because
you would kind of think that, right? Because rain is water, and water is kind of like clear. Like, yeah. People can swim and see through it. Like a glass of water is clear.
そう。で、その人はすごいびっくりしてて、なんか地面に落ちたら見えると思ってたんだって。
Kind of like wind or something.
そう。で、その人はすごいびっくりしてて、その人がびっくりしてることにマミはびっくりした。そっかと思って。でもそうだよね。どう見えるのか説明もできないしさ、自分も言葉で。
How would you describe it?
I don't know.
If you had to.
Just, I don't know.
Little
droplets.
Bits. A droplet is like hard to imagine if you haven't seen rain, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Little bits of water fall out of the sky. It's pretty evenly spaced too, you know, rain.
Yeah.
It's like, why are the raindrops like that far apart?
ね。
I don't know.
そう、急に不思議に思った、そのツイートを。
Usually it's just overcast and there's like nothing to talk about. The weather...Talking about the weather is obviously like sort of a cliche, but it's genuinely interesting right now.
そうだね。Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, there's no summer, like real summer vacation this year. We're not going anywhere. I mean, we're in Tokyo, so there's no go-to campaign for us either.
Do we get anything?Or do we get anything like instead of that?
No, they're saying that they might include Tokyo from next month, though.
Well, what about all those months that we missed out on?
Well, I don't know.
Sure, isn't it?
Yeah, they're just like, deal with it.
Just deal with it.
でもね、そう、川に行くって言ったじゃん。川に行ってグランピングしたよ。
ああ。
マジで人いなくて、本当になんていうの？超ワイルド、超ワイルドはもう嘘だけど、なんていうの、人はいなかった、全然。
What did you do there?
え、本当に川で遊んでバーベキューして、
自分たちで。Did you swim?
No, あのね、子供いるからさ、やっぱりちょっとでも深いところ危ないじゃん。だから本当の浅瀬みたいなところで、あの He was throwing.Small rocks into the river forever and ever. Really liked it. But yeah, it was really nice. Oktama.
Rivers are cool.
Oktama のところ。
I love Oktama.
みんな好きだよね。近いし、東京だし。
I used to go there a lot. Yeah, it's kind of close to Yokota Base. So people go from there. It's basically the closest toge to Tokyo.
そっか。
Yeah.
そっかそっか。
But they put a bunch of like speed bumps and crazy stuff there now, so don't try to like. It's not a good spot for hashiri ya.
No more Tokyo drift.
Anyone else? Yeah.
Well, 文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、プラス英語表現解説エッセイも出しています。また月額360円で宿題、各エピソードごとに問題を出題しているので、それもやってみてください。他にも単語帳機能とかいろいろゲームとかついているのでダウンロードしてみてください。 Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。